They stole a painting by Vermeer, three Rembrandts, five drawings by Degas, 13 works of art in all, valued at $500 million. We're talking about the notorious art heist from the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston 23 years ago this week. The artworks have never been recovered, and the thieves remain at large. Well, yesterday came a remarkable announcement from the FBI. It says it knows, after all these years, who orchestrated the heist. But FBI officials did not release those names. For more on the theft and the investigation, I'm joined by Ulrich Boser, who wrote a book about it, The Gardner Heist. Welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
Take us back to the night of March 18th, 1990. What happened?
Sure. So in the early morning hours of March 18th, 1990, two men approached the side entrance of the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum. Mm-hmm. They were thieves, and they were dressed as police officers. They buzzed in on the intercom. They said that they were investigating a disturbance, and the night guard buzzed them in. They tied up the security guards down in the basement. After that, they ransacked the museum for over an hour. They stole Vermeer's The Concert, one out of only 36 paintings ever created by that Dutch artist. They also stole Rembrandt's The Storm on the Sea of Galilee, which is the only seascape created by the Dutch master.
There are empty frames that hang where these paintings were, still
That's
in the museum
exactly
to this
right.
day.
Isabella Stewart Gardner was very specific in her will. Nothing should ever be moved. And as a memorial to the theft, the empty frames still hang in the galleries today.
Well, tell me about the investigation and the best leads that the FBI had early on.
The FBI has run down countless leads. They've gone to Paris. They've gone to Tokyo, all in an effort to return these priceless masterpieces. And until yesterday, the FBI has never sort of come forward and said that the paintings have really popped up, that they've ever been offered for sale. And that's really the big news here. We've known, I think, for a pretty long time who robbed the museum. We've had good evidence about that. A Boston mobster named David Turner and a friend of his named George Reisfelder. But what's new here is two things. One, the FBI is saying we're not looking to put someone in prison. We're looking simply for these artworks to come back. And second, they believe that the paintings have moved from the Boston area, where most people widely believe that they were stashed, and that they were offered up for sale, that they were transported down to the Philadelphia, Connecticut area, and that somewhere in that area the paintings are today.
Why would they not want to put somebody in prison for this?
Right now, such a long time has transpired that really what's important is the paintings. David Turner is currently in prison for armed robbery. George Reisfelder is dead. The paintings have probably moved through a number of hands, if not some hands beyond them. I don't believe David Turner knows where these paintings are today. If he knew where these paintings are, he would try and use them as a get-out-of-jail-free card.
This investigation has been going on for so long. Why are they coming out now? Why is the FBI coming out now?
I think there's two reasons. One, it's the anniversary. It's a time of year where many people reflect back and wonder what happened to these paintings. The second reason is that in Boston, there have long been big mysteries. One of them was, where is Whitey Bulger?
Yeah.
He was on the FBI's most wanted list. And the second mystery was, where are the Isabella Stewart Gardner paintings? The Bulger case was solved, and it was solved through a publicity push. The FBI said, again, the public, we need your help to solve this case. And I think they've learned from that case and are applying the same methods here. No tip here is too small.
Ulrich Boser, his book is titled The Gardner Heist. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.